In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are over the age of 40, you might remember a variety program in the 1970s called The Flip Wilson Show. Flip Wilson was a bright young African-American who created various characters to make us laugh at ourselves. One particular personality that comes to mind today is that of Geraldine, a sassy young woman that Flip portrayed as he wobbled out on a pair of heels and wearing a miniskirt and a wig came out on stage. Geraldine had a habit of getting into trouble. And her most famous excuse was, "The devil made me do it." In one particular skit, Geraldine is with her husband, who's exasperated by her spending. And he hears the proverbial excuse, "The devil made me buy that dress." And he replied, "Well, then why didn't you say, 'Get behind me, Satan?'" And she said, "I did, but he said it looked great from behind, too." So if you haven't had a chance to check out Flip Wilson, go on to YouTube for a good chuckle for the day. What makes us laugh at these skits are the parts of ourselves that we recognize, but we don't readily admit. Confronting our own temptations and vulnerabilities can make us feel uncomfortable. Yet all of our scriptures today give us the promise of God going with us, providing us strength and courage, offering us grace in those moments. The Deuteronomy passage this morning recalls how God heard the cries of the Israelites and delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage. And the Lord would go with them as they wandered into the wilderness on their way to the promised land. In the psalm, the faithful are promised that God will shelter them under the protection of God's almighty wings. He would give angels charge over those who were in trouble. Paul's letter to the Romans this morning claims that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So our gospel story this morning starts just after Jesus' baptism, where he is thrust into the wilderness, filled with the Holy Spirit, is confronted by temptation by the devil. Claimed in our baptism, we have the strength to say no to temptation just like Jesus did. When we get into those desert moments, that's when we can rely on God to face our temptations with strength and courage. Now, all of the Abrahamic religions have a devil figure that tempts humanity into sinfulness. The character challenges the faith of those who believed in the scriptures. Some regard this devil figure as allegorical. Some personify this figure to be a supernatural being in opposition to God's goodness. No matter how you understand this concept of evil, we have all encountered those things that separate us from God. Our culture is under assault every single day by messages that seek to shift our alliances, that ultimately erode our identity as beloved children of God. Achieve this, strive for that, buy this, and you will be more beautiful, more powerful, more affluent. So when we begin this process of becoming self-reliant, we're susceptible to forgetting God's promises and our need for God and need for one another. And then when our plans fail, it's our humanity that calls us to attribute those failures to God's abandonment of us. Repentance or turning away from those temptations is our act of faith. God's meeting us in these wilderness moments is God's promise to us. These are the most sacred encounters we can have with our Lord. Once Jesus came out of the wilderness, he went into the towns to preach and teach. And he followed the message of John the Baptist, who said, "Repent, for the Lord is near." And Jesus goes on to give the good news of God's promise of faithfulness to us and unfailing love. He challenged his followers to turn from evil, turn away from it, and to rely on God's saving grace and mercy. These are the promises we make in our baptismal covenant, to turn away from that which separates us from God and to turn towards God and rely on God's strength. Perhaps in our Lenten travels, we may examine our hearts in terms of these promises. Can we face our vulnerabilities in truth and humility and faith? Can we trust that God will go with us on our journey? And can we allow for the Holy Spirit to empower us, to stir in us, to bring us closer to God? When Lent approaches, I often hear the question, "What are you giving up for Lent?" If these 40 days are about self-denial or sheer willpower, then giving up chocolate and wine makes perfect sense. But if the journey is about turning towards God and trusting in God's abundant care, then maybe we might want to consider giving up these certain temptations that actually separate us from God. For instance, what if we gave up anxiety for Lent? Anxiety allows us to have the illusion that we're in control. It would be a daily discipline to practice trusting in God's provision. How many times do we take it back and wrestle it back from God and take matters into our own hands because we are anxious? God's peace is available to us if we could let go of our anxiety and let go of the outcome. Giving up anxiety for Lent could release our worries and quietly strengthen our trust in God's goodness, because we can only do this with God's help. Anxiety can bind up our hearts and keep us from an authentic relationship with our Creator. Maybe we could consider giving up busyness for Lent. The payoff for being busy is that we feel needed, which is such a human desire. And yet busyness comes between us and time with God, prayer time, time in the Scriptures, just alone time enough to hear that still small voice. In fact, busyness shallows most of our relationships. If we give in to busyness, our hearts become frenetic and burdened. What might we do if we had more time? What if we gave up self-importance for Lent? The temptation has to do with our sense of power and mastery in the world. We forget that our identity comes from our belovedness by being children of God, not from our achievements. Practicing humility not only grounds us in our collective need for God and one another, it places us in solidarity with those who feel powerlessness every single day. Now, you might not have considered that anxiety, busyness, or self-importance might be temptations that we might want to step away from, but they have certainly captivated our hearts. If we're really honest, these things are most likely to separate us from God. If we were able to shift even a little of our anxiety to more trust, a little bit of our busyness to serenity, our self-importance to humility, we would be changing the very fabric of our hearts. We will face temptation and we will lose. And we will encounter a God who loves us with compassion and mercy. When we encounter those things that separate us from God, will we have the trust to turn towards God? I invite each of you in this Lenten journey to take some time to examine those desert places in your heart. Look at them with courage and with trust that God will meet you wherever you are and walk with you in love and compassion. Shame and condemnation have no part in our repentance journey. Remember that the Holy Spirit dwells within us to guide us, to give us support, and to bind us together as a community to help one another. We come to this table every single week to be reminded of God's love for us and God's covenant with us. Draw near this table with faith. Taste God's mercy. Know that when we face trouble, God will be with us. And God is our sure defense. God gives us courage to not only face our fears, but to overcome them. We began this Lenten journey with ashes, ashes that fall into the crevices of our vulnerable hearts. May the God who called Jesus to the cross and supported him on the way be with us. May Jesus, who calls us to follow him, settle into our hearts. And may the Holy Spirit strengthen and guard and guide us this day and always. Amen.